is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you is Ian.
Not me.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website as well at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there and enjoy them for free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Once again, freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get interactive. And if you find something is broken, like our streams, let us know. Go ahead and post on the Facebook wall or send an email. Give us a heads up.
And thanks to everybody who does those kind of things,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't listen to the streams because I'm the one originating them for the most part, so I don't have the awareness of when they go out. So to try to give you the best customer services possible, we need to be alerted to those things as they happen.
What's the best way to do that, Ian?
It seems almost like the Facebook page might be one of the better ways to do it.
Yeah, and email is always good.
Email's good, but I mean, if you post on the Facebook, then we'll get an email about that too.
Yeah.
So email. Facebook is essentially an email the way it's kind of set up. Although Facebook is funny.
Yeah, sometimes they send it, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes emails come through, sometimes they don't. Like, for instance, today somebody posted that they couldn't listen to the stream, and I responded on the Facebook page asking for further details to which stream, because from my perspective it looked like it was working, and there was like an issue that I didn't think to look at, and a couple of other people responded to it, but I didn't get emails about those. So I'm not sure why Facebook behaves in that way, and... Anyway.
Well, I don't think you get responses on the Free Talk Live page to the stuff that we say there unless somebody says your name in it. On your page, you would.
I don't know what the rules are, but let's go to you and your thoughts. Either way, you know, do what you can to get in touch, and we appreciate it. So either way, we'll continue with you and your calls. Let's go to Daryl, listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, before the break, one of you asked what the difference is between that judge in Texas that was seen on video beating his daughter and a police officer that shoots someone in the back.
Okay.
And I think I figured it out. And, of course, I could be totally wrong. But from what I gather, a police officer always has the excuse of, well, it was necessary force. I had to shoot the guy in the back while he was handcuffed and being held down on the BART train. Otherwise, he would have killed everybody.
Well, the judge has the excuse of he
doesn't have that excuse.
No, he does have an excuse. He's saying it was necessary because he was beating his daughter because she caught her, what he claimed was stealing. She was downloading songs off the internet. So he claimed he was punishing her for that.
Okay, but you see where I'm coming from. Police officer, and I don't buy the whole thing of having to shoot someone in the back.
A police officer has a job that is
legitimacy of necessary force.
A police officer has a job that necessarily deals with violence every day, whereas a judge, although his job may be dictating violence to people, he doesn't actually do any of it on its own. I think that you've got a great and valid point. And I wonder, in this circumstance, if the young lady, I was thinking about this, did the young lady wait for this video because she figured out the statute of limitations on violating the RIAA's rules as far as, because if her father wanted to go after her, he could turn the RIAA on her because she was downloading songs. He could, give whatever testimony.
And age 16?
I don't think as the statute of limitations that she was considering was the RIAA. I think the statute she was considering was the assault. So he wouldn't be arrested.
I see. Maybe.
Maybe it's both. Maybe she knows that she can't be punished and he can't be punished.
I can't imagine she would have been punished anyway. She was 16 at the time.
Why not? 16-year-olds get punished for stealing things all the time.
Now, is corporal punishment even legal in Texas?
Yeah,
I bet it is.
If there's a state that corporal punishment's legal in, it's Texas.
This is the place that kills all kinds of people.
Right. Where it is. I live here. I'm not native to here. I've only lived here for 9 months, so I couldn't tell you if corporal punishment is allowed. But I could definitely tell you that I see people whipping their kids all the time.
Wow, I never see that.
Hey, Daryl, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No. Other than have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, we will be here live on Thanksgiving, so if you're here...
Who's doing the live show tomorrow night?
Mark and I will be here, and it's Thursday, so we'll have JJ as well. So thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Keith in North Dakota. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
That's what we do. Go ahead.
I would like to open by saying that I am an African-American and a homosexual.
Excellent.
Now that that's out of the way, I would like to mention a few things that I think are perhaps unmentionable.
Okay.
Abortion is accidental homicide, but it should be allowed. Immigration may take away your job by somebody who'll do it less, but that should also be allowed.
Okay.
People in the military are all murderers, whether they like it or not. If you kill an innocent person,
not directly. What about the people that are serving potatoes and stuff like that?
Okay, if you pull the trigger, you're a murderer. So
there you go.
The military are murderers.
The people serving potatoes are assisting the murderers in doing their murdering.
So murder is a legal term, and the law says that murder is unlawful killing. So, you know, that is an inaccurate statement.
Well, legal term or not, legal terms also have regular English definitions, Mark. So
I'm just saying that's that. One has to wonder if somebody is aggressing against you in, you're in a combat situation and people are shooting at you. Shooting back is not a problem as far as I'm concerned.
I just wanted to bring up all the really nasty things that you're not supposed to talk about because I know you guys have the cojones to do it. So,
yeah.
And I also wanted to mention that Herman Cain is a nigger. I'm black. I can say that word.
Yeah, you can apparently say that, but it still makes me uncomfortable.
Why can you say that? Drop that
just
out.
Just because I'm trying to mention all the unmentionables. It's just like Mitt Romney is a faggot, which I can
say. This guy isn't black, Ian. Why are you falling for this crap?
Okay, we're going to let him go.
What are you doing?
Okay. Well, I don't know.
People cannot say that word on Free Talk Live, Ian.
How do you know he's not black?
I don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what color he is, if he's Eskimo or what. You can't just get on the radio and say that word. I don't care what ethnicity you claim. It's not okay, Ian. Say you're sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry for anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't push the button.
Oh, well, it's all right.
It's not all right.
I agree with you. It's not all right to say that. It makes me very uncomfortable. But I guess I believed him that he was a black guy. I guess you're right, Mark. He probably wasn't.
Okay. So here's what happened, Ian. Some guy who knows that we get in trouble when we talk about, edgy topics got on the air and decided to go through the list of edgy topics that he could get on. You fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, most of those things we are fine with talking about.
I am not fine with calling people in the military murderers. I am not fine with, calling Herman Cain an N-word.
You've called them paid killers before. I mean, you're talking about a subtle difference here.
Oh, no, I don't think it is. If somebody wants to call in and tell me the distinction between what the military is and, I'd be interested in hearing this, what people think the distinction is. I want to know the distinction between what the military is and what a group of people who are paid killers for politicians are.
Well, I agree with Mark's point about the police, the military killer versus murderer. And the best illustration I can give you is there's a large newspaper here in New Hampshire that reported the second homicide in our state's largest city as the first homicide. It wasn't the first homicide. The police killed someone at the beginning of the year. This was the second homicide, but it was committed by a normal non-uniform wearing person.
Mm-hmm.
And so then technically it's, I guess when the police kill people or the military kills people, it's not technically a homicide.
Well, it's a homicide. The newspaper reported it wrong.
Correct.
Homicide means the killing of a human. So that is they'll even write that in on the death certificate. They'll say homicide just because they were killed. So, it's lawful killing.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The definition of murder does have to do, the first one is, with law.
What's the definition of the N-word? Let's drop that out every time we hear that, okay, bud?
I think you're right, Mark. I think we should do that. And I apologize for not dropping that out. But, on the other hand, it's not illegal to let that go over the airwaves. So, not like there's any real issue here.
That really bothers me.
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can head on over there, get interactive in various different ways. In fact, if you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com to access the mobile site and get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast right there over at m.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You got some collections you need to do? Forget about doing it yourself. Big hassle. Get on board with Jason Osborne and the crew over at SACL CAI, and they're going to do that collections job for you with respect. Their folks have been trained very well at how to do these things, and they've got some of the best equipment that money can buy to assist them. So go to visit SACL CAI through their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the banner column where it has been for years.
Yes.
Because SACL CAI has been perhaps the longest-running supporter of Free Talk Live.
Free State Project would be longer, but SACL CAI certainly is dishing out more cash.
Well, was the Free State Project... I guess it would depend, because at one time the Free State Project was being sponsored by someone who was a fan of the Free State Project, not actually the Free State Project Incorporated. So I wonder if Jason came on board before the
Free
State Project.
But at that time, he was working as the role of the marketing person for the Free State Project, and he was just funding it himself.
Okay, that I did not know that, Mark.
As I understand.
Okay. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the number here. We just got a call from a very rude individual who decided to drop the N-word on the air, and we had some further discussion during the break about that. It kind of brings up the issue of who can get away with using that word.
Yeah, it's an interesting word.
I believed him
in that sense.
Well, like I took him at his word that he was a black guy. And I guess you were pointing out that he is a black gay guy in North Dakota, which kind of sounds questionable. But that doesn't mean it can't be true that there aren't black gay guys in North Dakota. I took him at his word there, and that's why I didn't immediately, hit the dump button when he said that. And should I have? I mean, should I have a double standard about this? I feel like maybe I really was mistaken in that case, like that I shouldn't have that double standard where, oh, it's okay for black people to use. I mean, let's pretend like he was black. Maybe he actually was. I don't know. But
he could have been.
Should there be a double standard where black people are, where it's okay for black people to use that word?
I think that's a property rights issue. And here on Free Talk Live, we have a few rules, and I think that one of the rules has certainly always been, to my mind, we don't use the N-word.
But the reason for that is because...
Why should a black person be able to use that term to talk about another person in a disparaging manner, and that seemed to be what was going on, especially in a disparaging manner? Why should they be able to use that term when you can't? Are they better than you?
Well, it seems to be a term that's kind of racist oriented, right? I mean, when other people who aren't black say it, it's usually kind of got that racist connotation to it.
There are plenty of people that wish to be part of a subculture that will use that term in order to endear themselves to other folks.
Sure, like my N or
right.
Whatever. So yeah, he wasn't using it in an endearing
not to my mind
manner at all. I don't know. I feel
it's not acceptable.
I just don't think it's classy. That's where I'm coming down on this. It's not something you'd say to your mother unless you didn't like your mom very much. I don't know. I just think it's not. There are so many different words in the English language you can use. Surely you can stay away from the 15 big ones for 5 minutes while you're on the air.
Yeah, I don't think it's not even the 15 big ones here on Free Talk Live. There's really, I always say that it's F, S, and the two C's, but it's actually the N also. We don't use that.
I guess what I was thinking, if I was thinking anything at all, because I was pretty shocked by, just the term kind of always throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, that's stunning.
I guess
that's the purpose of it.
Right. If I was thinking at all, it was simply that, well, if he's really black, can I really say anything to him about using that term, besides the fact that, hey, I'm uncomfortable by you using that, is what I said.
You were caught by the cultural aspect of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, Mark, that it doesn't matter, what the color of the person is uttering it, that word is should be inappropriate at all times.
In my opinion, when you're talking about, broadcast radio, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not just talking about broadcast radio. I'm talking about just in general. I think that's a very undesirable term, and that's why I said to him...
I've turned into an old man on this issue. Certainly I've used that term with friends in the past. When I was spent 9 years in prison, it was a relatively common term to use.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you want to use that term with your friends, I suppose that's fine. I don't want to use that term with my friends.
Word makes me uncomfortable. Anyway,
one of my best friends in the whole world is black, and I'm not going to call him that term unless, I'm never going to call him that term. I mean, somebody called him that term, and I didn't use the term to say I did not find it acceptable to hear somebody calling him that.
I find it to be a very pejorative expression. and I wasn't even considering it from a broadcast aspect. Like, I don't care about that because there is no prohibition on using slang like that on the radio. So for me, that wasn't the issue. For me, it's just simply that it's a horrible word that's got all kinds of, you know, terrible history behind it.
Yeah, flashbang.
And whenever I hear it, It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but do you understand? You know what my contention is this guy was trolling from the very beginning. He was trying to say the very worst things that he could say in order to, because he knew that Free Talk Live had some trouble a couple of weeks ago with talking about an issue that I think is, you know, fair, which is you know, veterans and the sort of accolades that they get and you know, do they deserve them? What does that mean? You know, wanting to discuss these things. You know, this guy's just a troll that wants to see Free Talk Live off the air, Ian.
Well, I don't know if that's what his intentions are. It could just be a punk kid calling a radio show.
Don't you think that a punk kid calling a radio show, dropping those terms, would be happy if, you know, the end result was, wow, I've really changed the world. I got on the radio, I said some really dumb crap, and it changed things. I mean, look, people are out of work from what I'm saying.
I think you're giving him too much credit. I don't think that, you know, anybody's going to drop a radio show based on the opinions of a caller.
I don't know that he necessarily thought that that was the case. I do think that, however, he would do a happy little troll dance if that was the result.
Maybe so. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. I don't know how many black gay men in North Dakota there are, but they're probably not calling this show, calling military members murderers and dropping the N-word, okay? Ian, I mean, you got Rickrolled. I'm sorry. Yeah. You got two girls in a cup. It wasn't even Rickrolled.
Why do you have to go there?
Because it's gross and disgusting, and that's what happened on the air.
Mark.
Yeah.
But now people are going to get curious, Mark. You shouldn't have done that.
No. Well, I'm sorry.
That's a good reason.
There's
to
bumper
drop the
stickers
show
out there.
What? Mentioning two girls in one cup. That's horrible.
Well, terrible.
You have to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, don't go look that up on the internet. You trust me.
Everyone's
going to
do it.
I've never even seen it.
What?
I've never seen it.
Why are you? Oh, that's terrible.
How dare you promote something that you haven't
not
even
seen?
You don't even understand the extent to which the damage.
No, that
I know
you've just
done. Be awful.
You're going to get yelled at on the break, Mark.
By whom? For but, what?
By me.
Who's going to watch it?
We'll make him watch it. That's right.
I don't want to see anything that's disgusting.
You haven't eaten recently, right?
Yes.
No, you haven't eaten since you've been in here, I don't think.
That's
so
long enough.
You'll probably be all right.
No, I do not want
855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up here, Target employees, some of them are pretty upset, at least one, maybe more than one. A Best Buy employee also upset that they are being told that they are asked to come to work during the Thanksgiving holiday. So we'll give you the details on that coming up here, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here, bring up anything that you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
smokers. Are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Sorry, still a little sick. But the features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program at shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there and see that. And Nemi?
What does it mean to be a validated picture?
Oh, fine question. Actually, I had to reject a submission to the Shrine recently because it was not validated. There are instructions at shrine.freetalklive.com, which should make it pretty clear, but it essentially means that in your photo, there must be some evidence that you are a listener of Free Talk Live.
Ah.
So just simply sending us your glossy 8x10 will not be sufficient.
Yeah, the glamour shot won't do it.
Your high school photo won't cut it. You have to actually have something in the photo with you. So the classic version of this is to have a sign of some sort, a piece of paper with FTL or I Love Mark or something like that, you know, written on it. But other people have gotten creative in the ways that they've done their validation, and so you can a little more creative. You can see some of those over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
And check it, you know, with the way the economy is going, it's probably a good idea to have some stored food on hand. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. They've got all kinds of things over there. They're freeze-dried. They contain meat. Many of these stored foods do not contain meat. They're packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding hot water. They prepare right in the Mylar pouch on your counter or wherever you set them. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. You can get a free entree sample. By the way, they do come in a big plastic tote thing so that they're safe and wherever place you put them for when you need them. Get the free entree sample. I mean, why? This is a no-brainer. For a limited time during the holidays, use promo code FTL to also get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That coupon code FTL is for the free entree sample. Also, is wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order. Peace of mind is included. The greatest gift you can give those that you love is wisefoodstorage.com.
Coming up, we'll talk more about the Black Friday controversy. I guess stores are opening earlier than ever this year, and some employees are pretty upset. Mark, you're going to share some of that with us. We'll also take your calls, 855-450-FREE. We did go ahead and pull up the video of the Two Girls, One Cup, which I do not recommend that that anyone actually does this. But the reason was because, Mark, you brought it up as though you knew what it was, and you didn't know what
it was. I knew it was something disgusting on the internet that people like to trick each other with.
Right.
I've gotten goat seed before. How's that?
Goat seed?
Well,
okay.
That serves you right.
For what?
So we did pull it up, and you lasted maybe about five seconds.
Yeah, not very long at all. I saw what they were putting in the cup, and I was done.
That was about enough for you. Yeah.
It's horrifying. So, it's disgusting. I was retching. Actual retching, not figurative retching.
The board operator is telling me that one guy, one cup is, or one man, one cup is way worse.
I don't want to know. I don't need it. Worse than that?
It's hard to believe. I don't know what it could mean, but... wow. All right, I guess we'll just move on from here. 855-450-FREE. I will have to go and check this one out, though.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. There's something attractive about all these crazy internet memes. Like, you've got to see how far these people can go. Or I'm going to see it. I want to know what's so bad about it.
It doesn't do anything for...
I've seen the one man, one jar. I don't know if that's the one that he's talking
really?
About. But have you seen that one?
No!
Oh, I don't even know how I could describe it.
Don't! I don't want to know.
Let's just say the jar breaks and it gets a bloody mess. It's horrible.
No.
Terrible.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways. Look, if you need a sex toy, there are plenty of great shops online. What do we have? Adam and Eve, they were one of our sponsors for a while.
AdamandEve.com, yeah.
Don't use glass jars.
Bad idea.
I think you probably use coupon code FTL at AdamandEve.com.
Still?
Probably, yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, so we'll continue here with the Target story, but first we're going to go to the phones. We're going to go to Unscreen Caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's Abel.
Abel, calling from where are you?
Well, right now I'm in Pennsylvania.
And what do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but traveling back from, actually the day after Pork Fest, I was on my way back from Michigan and... got stopped in, due to my own shortcoming, got stopped in New York and got three felony charges and a misdemeanor and a violation.
Now they were gun-based charges, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
No license for the 45 and two different kinds of magazines that... held more than 10 rounds. One for a gun that I didn't even have with me. And
how did they end up finding the weapons?
Well, they didn't think I had a right to travel, so they wanted to see my indication that I was okay to have a privilege to drive, so they said, "Well, you can't take it anyway. You got to have a toad, and we get to do an inventory search to protect you."
Oh, I see. So you were already being aggressed against for another reason, and then they just got
right.
Went further. Got it. So yeah. What's so you have an update on your case, or what are you calling about?
Oh, all done, and I have I think the story is that the judge was on my side. When I first went for arraignment, which was, that evening, they have evening court in Giverland every Thursday, starts at 5:30, goes to 9.
Wow.
And it was a Thursday. Well, no, it wasn't. It was a Monday. No, the judge came in special to arraign me, and he was the one that hooked me up with the attorney that I ended up using, who was a public defender that became the head of the office, and he volunteered for 25 years. He had a regular practice. Guys, being
got it.
A public defender. He was a guy that just, you know, he didn't mind working their dog and trying to, you know, ameliorate the damage. You know.
So they threw out the charges.
Well, no, I ended up doing a plea. I know, I wouldn't have done a plea in New Hampshire.
Right, and if it was in New Hampshire, but.
Right, so I did a plea, misdemeanor weapons charge. I didn't even know going in whether he was going to give me a zero fine or a $1,000 fine. The worst case would have been $1,000. And, you know, but I knew there was no probation, there was time served, they keep the gun.
They keep the gun, not you.
Yeah, they keep the gun.
Right. Well,
they have the gun and they're going to hang on to it. I don't know what they're going to do with it.
It sounds like what happened to activist Rich Paul when he was arrested with a gun down in Massachusetts. They ended up getting a plea bargain out of him, and they got to keep his gun. So basically some bureaucrat gets to go home with a nice, nicely kept firearm, because most of the people in our movement that have guns, fairly, you know, they take care of them fairly well. So they get a fairly decent firearm, and you get to go home.
You know, the guy that I had, who was really well-connected, I actually talked to some other lawyers. I knew of him, and I thought he was a good guy. And he the first offer that the prosecutor gave was, plead to a felony weapons charge and 5 years.
And 5 years probation?
Yeah.
And how much probation did you end up getting? I'm sorry.
I got none. No probation.
Okay, good.
And the judge gave no fine, zero fine.
Wow. I would say that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it sounds like it's worth the gun to me.
Plea deal. And stay the hell out of New York, Abel. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
It's so hard, you know?
I mean,
are you just
going to
stay inside of New Hampshire your whole life?
It's a big place, New York. It gets in the way anytime you're trying to travel anywhere.
Yeah, you got
to
go through it.
Yep. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. But, yeah, I like staying in New Hampshire as much as possible.
I understand the sentiment.
We're coming up.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babbitt with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to both Amazon and Newegg. And I happen to know that Amazon and Newegg are both companies that run Black Friday specials. So if you are looking to get some stuff for your friends and family for the holiday season, it might be a good time to do that over at shop.freetalklive.com, because you're going to get the same great shopping experience that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Free Talk Live will benefit when you buy through shop.freetalklive.com. Actually, to clarify, Free Talk Live benefits when you buy through the Amazon links at shop.freetalklive.com. If you go through the Newegg links and buy there, the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, will benefit from those purchases. So please shop at shop.freetalklive.com. Why bother going to the mall? Why bother with the parking, the hassles, the crazy people? You can just avoid all that and get it done from the comfort of your chair in your office or in your den or wherever your computer is. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
Another great thing for Christmas gifts are air guns. If you're unable to own a firearm due to local laws or other reasons, an air gun might be a great substitute. We've been talking about how different states are, you know, just don't like firearms. You know, maybe an air gun's the solution. There are plenty of other reasons why you might want one. Varmint control, training a child in firearms, maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from PyramidAir.com, and they're the world's largest air gun retailer, in business since 1993, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever is more, with coupon code FTL. FTL11. It's FTL1111. Please go now. View the amazing Dragon Claw at airgun.freetalklive.com. Continue to peruse the site and see all the air guns and accessories they have there for you. It's airgun.freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So, we are going to discuss, since we're talking about Black Friday here, there's news, and it's been popping up here and there, I guess, different stores, these big box stores, are looking at opening earlier than ever. Normally, they're open bright and early, like not even when it's bright,
yeah,
like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. On Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. It is
for those of you living in a hole and don't know what Black Friday is, right?
Actually, I was just in a conversation with some folks, I think last night, that did not seem to know exactly what it was.
Gosh, it could happen, right? But so people just wouldn't know.
The reason it's called Black Friday is because it's supposed to be known as the day when the retailers go into the black. And the idea is that they're running in the red all year long, which I find pretty preposterous, that's the where it supposedly came from.
Yeah, I don't tend to believe that either. But it's a competitive market out there.
This is true. So people are going to be hitting the stores big time on Friday, and I guess to get a leg up on the competition, some of the stores are opening earlier than ever. And, Mark, some of their employees are pretty upset.
Yeah, this is from change.org, the organization that helped Barack Obama get elected. And they've had some really good emails in the past. I'm not trying to vilify this group entirely, but they're pretty sort of lefty. And this one is very much the big labor kind of thing. While most Americans are sleeping off a belly full of turkey stuffing and pie next Thursday night. From some time ago that
last
I got
week.
This email. Yeah. 29-year-old Anthony Hardick will be waking up for a long night of work. That's because Anthony has to report to his shift at a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska on Thanksgiving night. For the first time on Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year, Target stores will be opening at midnight. And this is what Amazon and these other online retailers are changing the marketplace. You can go online and shop on Black Friday, or you can go and do these other things. So competition is driving this. People want this. They can go and do their shopping early.
Well, I remember when I worked at the big Kmart when I was a teenager down in Florida. There was one year where they opened on Thanksgiving Day, and it was incredible. It was as busy on Thanksgiving Day, if not busier, than it was on Black Friday. And the reason for that was because Kmart was the only store open, period. And they were having a good sale, and they promoted it. And people were in that door all day long. Didn't matter that it was Thanksgiving. People were all over the place shopping. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a smart idea to open on Thanksgiving.
If you want to sell stuff, it's Thanksgiving. What are people doing on Thanksgiving?
Sitting around.
A lot of people don't want to be doing the family thing for whatever reason.
Yeah, give an excuse to get out of the house.
Indeed.
Do something.
So it goes on. That means retail employees like Anthony have to miss Thanksgiving celebrations with their families in order to work for the big store's Black Friday midnight sales, or risk losing their jobs.
Now, wait a second. He's saying he might miss Thanksgiving dinner with his family because he has to go to work at midnight. How's that work?
Well, he has to sleep so that he'll be available, so that he'll be able to stay awake, is the suggestion.
Has he not heard of caffeine?
A worker shouldn't be subjected to that kind of torture as
what? Torture? This is not torture, Mark. I've worked third shift for most of my adult life here. It's not torture.
You know, it's something he doesn't want to do. And this is...
Who wants to go to work?
Right, that's the point.
I mean, nobody wants to go to work if you have a crap retail job. You don't want to go unless you love retail. I am not one
who
loves.
Some people do.
Well, some people do,
I do.
I not my thing. I picture you doing well in retail.
Yeah, I didn't mind
I picture Mark doing well in retail. Me, retail, not so much.
I can't picture me getting paid well enough to do retail.
Well, see, and that's the thing, is when you're entering into an employment situation here in New Hampshire, it's at will. And you know what? He knew that he was, Target is one of the big Black Friday stores. And,
sure.
There are going to be times. I mean, was he going to complain if he needed to get up at 2 in the morning to go open the store for Black Friday?
Apparently not, because he'd have to get up at some time relatively early in order to be there at 5.
I don't see much of a difference between midnight and 2 a.m.
I don't either. But what time do you normally eat Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all sorts of contrarian.
You've never gone to a Thanksgiving?
I have gone to a Thanksgiving dinner.
What time have they normally happened?
Any time between like noon and 4, I guess.
Yeah, mine tend to happen earlier. The ones that I've been to is usually like 2. It's 2 o'clock when you're having dinner.
Right.
So if you're having dinner at 2 o'clock, you can finish up your dinner, go pass out for a few hours, and go to work.
Take
What's
a big fat
deal?
Nap. Right. I don't understand what the problem is.
You sleep from 4 to 10. You've got a decent six hours.
Frankly,
sleep
I don't. You know, when it comes to terms of employment, these are things that need to be worked out between the employees and the employer. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter what time they chose this to be, whether it would be 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, 6 a.m. on the day after. I don't care if the employer says that this is the time to come in, and you're like, well, look, I've got Thanksgiving. They're like, well, yeah, so does everybody.
Right.
And, you know, you've got to be in here. We need you. You know, you've got to work this out. I understand it's not pleasant dealing with an employer. It's one of the reasons I don't have one. And, you know, you guys and anybody who's listening can say, oh, well, you guys are just high paid radio people. And we're doing OK now compared to what we've done in the past. But that's because in the past we did Free Talk Live for free for 4 years.
4 or 5 years, yeah.
4 or 5 years without getting paid. So, you know, we built a business, and that, you know, that's...
Yeah, average Anthony
can go out and build his own business, and then he can have whatever hours he wants.
He could.
He can tell
he
all
could.
His customers who he's serving, I'm sorry, I don't work on Thanksgiving. In fact, I don't work the other 366 days out of the year, or whatever it is, if it's leap year, 365.
Or, you know, I mean, some people, they don't... they weren't raised to learn about entrepreneurialism. They weren't... they don't understand it, and there's this comfort that comes along with having a job. That's why most people have them, because they're predictable, you know, they're comfortable, they're easy to plug into, and there are things that come along with that, like you get told when you have to work. But if you've been at a job for long enough, and you're good enough, then you may have the sway to be able to say, well, I'm not working Thanksgiving this year.
End of story.
Get the newbie to do
right.
it. You know,
the rookies,
kind of thing.
Like they do with the police force. That's how it works with the cops,
yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah, and then that's how it's big, and that makes sense. You know, people that have been there for a while, they should have more deference as far as when they, you know, when
they've showed a certain level of loyalty.
But this guy in your story, Mark, he's what, 22?
29, I think it said was his age. You know, a lot of people have been driven to situations like this because they've lost factory jobs, manufacturing jobs.
It happens. Understood. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, I want to hear more about this because we barely even started this email, right? And I actually have a related story about a Best Buy employee who started a petition because he's so upset about being asked to come in and work on Black Friday. 855-453 is the number. You work in retail? Want to share your experiences with us? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions.